Okay, day number two, Friday. Stayed at the Hampton Inn that night and got up Friday morning. Just had to run over to Walmart, pick up a few things. They had a Walmart Superstore there. I think it's the only second time I've ever been in a Superstore. The thing is huge. It's unbelievable how big it is. Anyway, got what I needed and took off to find the historic Route 66 in Kingman, looking for a particular place, the White Rock Auto Court. I had been there 24 years ago in 1982 when I took a trip through the area, and at that time they were remodeling the place. And I thought, well, maybe I'll be able to stay there. And this was something I wanted to do because my parents stayed there on their honeymoon in 1956 after they got married at the Mojave County Courthouse there in Kingman. Well, I found the former White Rock Auto Court, and it was a terrible shell of its former self. It's no longer an auto court. That's why I could not find anything listed in the phone book, on the internet, or anywhere about it. I had read one line that mentioned it in an article that somebody had done about a road trip on historic Route 66 through the area. But it hasn't been a hotel, motel, auto court business for a long time. It's been converted into apartments, and not a very good job of a conversion at that. Some of the carports, the car park where you parked your cars, have been enclosed, and it looks really run down. And that was a bit of a letdown. But anyway, took a drive on down through the business section of Kingman on 66, saw some of the old buildings there, went up to the courthouse, took some pictures of the old courthouse, which is still there, which is where my parents got married. So I'll be showing them those pictures when I get back. That should be interesting for them. And then headed off eastbound on the freeway again to Williams, Arizona, and looking for the turnoff for the Grand Canyon. And as you approach eastbound from the west, don't believe the first sign you see that says Williams Grand Canyon, this exit. Well, you can get there from here, but you got to drive through downtown Williams first. And it's slow going. They slow you down to 25 miles an hour. They put a bunch of stoplights in your way. And it's kind of one way and jacked down to, you know, where you have to slow down. They want you to stop and spend some money. But if you continue eastbound on the freeway to the third exit, that's the one you really want. That one will take you northbound to the Grand Canyon. And then you drive about an hour from 40 northbound till you get to the entrance gate at the Grand Canyon. And it's $20 to get in. I was talking to the guy at the entrance gate, very friendly fellow, about the pass for all the parks in the National Park Service. So I bought one of those, and in the process I asked him to be sure that if it was good for Sequoia National Park. And he said, yes, are you going to be going there? And I said, well, I live just down the road. And he said, oh, in Visalia? I said, yeah. So he said, well, I'm going there tomorrow. Tomorrow being Saturday. So I thought that was kind of neat. Anyway, on through the park entrance, on up to the southern rim of the Grand Canyon, found a place to park, and started looking around. And as Carl Sagan would say, billions and billions of gnats were flying around, all over the place, all over the cars, buzzing in your face, just not fun. But once you got away from the parking area, it seemed like they weren't as bad. So went up to the edge, you know, took some pictures, took Dispatch Bear up there and took some pictures of me and him at the edge of the canyon, and, you know, got some nice scenic shots. Wandered around the gift center, bought some souvenirs, and all in all, spent a little more than an hour just looking around. You know, it's a big hole in the ground. How long can you really look at it? And the bear, he wasn't really he was not very talkative. There we go. About the whole situation, but I could tell he was impressed. Anyway, we left there about 2:30 and headed down the highway towards Flagstaff. And nice drive, you know. It's very high desert. They call it a forest, but I have trouble thinking of it as a forest until we got closer to Flagstaff, when they got, you know, got seeing some pine trees and whatnot. Then it started looking like a forest. Before that, it looked like desert, you know, scrub desert. So anyway, got down to Flagstaff, got on the freeway, headed east, and it was getting late. And I'm thinking, I hope they don't close that place down, Meteor Crater. It's next on my stop. So I get there and get to the gate and start to pull off the freeway. Get pulled off the freeway and start heading up the road, and here's the sign. This is Meteor Crater closed, 5 p.m. And I look at my watch and it says 5:06. And I'm going, shoot, I missed it by that much, as Maxwell Smart might say. And, you know, was disappointed, but, oh well, what are you going to do? You know, it's another hole in the ground. Heavy winds and a big hole in the ground. I've seen it before, so. And it was on the movies, so it's not like I missed it. So anyway, headed east towards Winslow, and was trying to decide if I was going to spend the night at Winslow, and decided when I saw Winslow that, no, I didn't think I want to stay there. I stayed there last time at the Motel 6 and was not impressed then, and it didn't look like it was any better now. So I just continued eastbound, made it all the way to Gallup, New Mexico, and spent the night at a Red Roof Inn in Gallup, New Mexico. Very nice place, very inexpensive, very clean, neat. Can't say enough about it. Nice place. And we'll continue our story in tomorrow's episode.